We're more connected to the internet than ever before, especially through devices like smartphones. That was one of the revelations from the Australia Talks survey involving more than 50,000 people. But even as we live more of our lives online, there's a risk some Australians will be left on the wrong side of the digital divide. Here's social affairs correspondent Norman Hermont.
And we'll bring it over closer for you so you can see.
Thank you. That's good. That's great.
At a computer lab in Newcastle, Sandra Keane is teaching tech. She pulls a monitor closer to 96-year-old Hilda Simpson, here to figure out Facebook.
Can you remember how to send a message?
No.
Also here is Desmond White. Not long ago, his old phone packed it in. Its replacement is a smartphone.
You're doing
problems well. Just keep coming up that prevent me from doing what I want to do.
Mr. White has accomplished much in his 93 years, but his new phone is a struggle.
It would be nice to become completely comfortable with the use of it, but I doubt that it's going to happen, frankly.
Do you think you're missing out?
I am missing out, seriously.
Okay, now you're going to see where...
In her 2 decades of teaching, Sandra Keane has seen a shift from curiosity about technology to fear of being left behind.
We've had people now realising that they have to learn these things. They can't do without them because that's the way of the world.
It's scary.
It is scary. A lot of them are fearful.
The Australia Talks survey reveals we're online more than ever. 96% of us have internet-capable smartphones. But seniors are amongst the most excluded from this digital transformation.
Taruki, come and show me your homework.
Until recently, Taruki Jayasinghe was also missing out. The 14-year-old didn't have a laptop when she started high school and struggled to keep up.
I was kind of falling behind because there were so many assignments to do online.
How have you designed it?
Through the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence's Saver Plus program, the family was able to afford a laptop. Taruki's mother, Chithrika Sananayake, says it was worth it.
Definitely, for studies, I would recommend being connected.
Desmond White agrees being connected is vital, but it's not always easy.
Land development activity in Townsville, Queensland.
Better answer it.
Hello? Say again, please. Would you see if you can get that number to answer that lady? Well, anyway, that's just...
That's just one of the hazards of having a phone that works.
It is. Yeah. That's an example, isn't it?
Yeah.
What we're talking about.
It's 93-year-old smartphone student Desmond White, Norman Hermont reporting there.